We're going to get Mr. Mac McAnally up here to help us out on this next one. You didn't do any impersonations in your opening act, did you?
I did not.
Oh, good. Okay, save them for now. So go right ahead.
Well, we got this friend that occasionally shows up with us, but is not here tonight. Mr. Alan Jackson is a good friend of the band. And after careful consideration, it turns out that I'm the guy that has the accent the most similar to Alan Jackson of anybody in the Coral Reefers. And Alan chased Jimmy down in Key West and asked him if he wanted to sing on a song, right?
He chased me to the end of the southernmost highway.
The end of the southernmost.
I couldn't go any further. He caught me.
And he found, it turns out he found a pretty good song, you know.
Well, yeah, it kind of worked.
It was. Yeah. It has to do with the fact that time doesn't really matter nearly as much as we used to think. You know?
Wait a minute. My Apple Watch has disappeared.
That's what I'm talking about.
I have no sense of time
anymore.
You
made my point. It doesn't even, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Okay. I'm feeling better now.
The sun is hot and that old clock is moving slow. So am I. The workday passes like molasses in the time. Yeah, but it's July. Getting paid by the hour, noted by the minute. Boss just pushed me over the limit. I look to call it something. I think I'll just call it a day. Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only half past 12, but I don't care. Just tell them I'll sail away. Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only half past 12, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Myself in a cab and be back to work before two. At a moment like this, you can't help but wonder, what would Jimmy Buffett do?
Go to the belly up and buy a drink for you.
Yeah. All right. Okay.